Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
He couldn't do it. He said, well, that's just common courtesy. I'll ask you the question. Are we going to please God or man? Please God. We don't want to puff people up. And that's the next scripture I wanted to give you. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Did I get that right? 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Are you there? It says, in these things, brethren. Look, there's that word again. Look, I put this together and I didn't even notice this. It started with brethren. It wants us to know that we're all equal here. It says, in these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sake, that you might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. Wow. We don't want to puff them up. I've seen them go around Reverend Jesse Jackson. He just loves it. Going around Reverend Al Sharpton. And you look into these guys' background, they ain't no reverend, I'm telling you that. So, but they're human. They're men. They're going to sin. That's why we should not call them that. And they're not to be feared. So God wants us to know that we're all brethren. Because whenever we give titles in God's house, we start to separate, and God wants us to be together. He simply says, all ye are brethren. So what we have to do is renew our minds, as Romans 12:1-2 say, because we've been taught some things that are wrong. But God wants us to correct those things that are wrong and then start doing those things that are right. I'll read Romans 12:2 just to not paraphrase it, just to read it here. It says, and be not conformed to this world. See, remember when I read Webster's dictionary definition, it says reverend was used as a title for clergy. Where did they get that from? It was because they were conforming to the world. If you are in Christ, your mind has to be renewed. He says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Wow. Now I'm going to read this scripture here. This will be the last one, and now wrap it up. And this is a powerful one. Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. Wow, this is a good one. Well, all of them have been good. Well, I got two more. I got some more scriptures here, but wow, this is a good one. Y'all ready? Malachi 1, 6 says, a son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. Now listen to this. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, listen what he's asking for. Where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priest, listen to this, that despise my name. And ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? They have taken the glory of God and given it to corruptible men.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.